And let's see. Now, see, what do children call somebody who's always running and telling on the others?
Tattletale.
Is any difference between what younger and older children would use there? Would older children use tattletale?
They call them tattletales, and then of course the slang expressions of that. What do they call them in these crime things? Squealers or something? Something like that.
Do adults ever use tattletale? Would that be something an adult would use?
I don't think many people would use it. It's usually in these criminal things that where people turn state's evidence, and just turn it on the people.
Does tattletale always, does that mean something different from a gossip? Is a tattletale and a gossip those two different things?
Tattletale and a what?
Gossip.
Gossip. Not exactly. A tattletale is where you repeat something or tell it. Gossip is too, but gossip is something that's mean, it's and tattletale can be just telling tales, reporting things. There is a difference.
And if you want to, say you want to brighten up a room for a party or dinner or something like that, and you have a lot of things growing in your garden, you go out and do what?
Cut flowers or decorate.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. And let's see, what term would you use to have for something a child, a little baby might play with? What would you call it?
A toy.
Mm-hmm. Anything else that people might use, especially say the little
rattle.
Yes, ma'am. If a little toy is just kind of really nothing, just something you just picked up, maybe a piece of cloth or something. Any special name for that?
No, I don't think so.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever hear that call it play pretty or anything like that?
Yeah, I have heard people say that. Mm-hmm. Not often, though. Mm-hmm. It's not a very common expression.
Yes, ma'am. And if something happened that you expected or predicted or were afraid was going to happen, for example, a child hurting himself while doing something dangerous, you might say, what might you say if something that you were sure that was going to happen happened? You might say,
wait a minute. I knew it would happen. Is that right? I was trying to think about
it. I guess that was probably too obvious.
Yeah, that was such an easy one that I just overlooked it entirely.
And, let's see. Now, you might say a friend comes in and says the book was a present from a friend. He might say, well, that's the book I
loaned you.
Mm-hmm. Or if he didn't loan it to you and it's yours permanently, he'd say, that's the book I
let you have. Or?
Mm-hmm. Or if it was a present, that's the book
I gave you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And if he just loaned it to you, you might say, well, I'll
lend it to you.
Mm-hmm. Or you might say, when I finished it, I'll do what with it? I'll
lend it to you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you might say, I'm glad I carried my umbrella. We hadn't gone half a block when it
rained.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Now, say you go to a show or a picture show or a movie or something like that. You might go up to the usher and say, what time does the show
start?
Mm-hmm. And anything else you might say there was something.
Again.
Mm-hmm. And the usher might tell you, it must have.